Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today. Our verses for Monday, the 20th of June, come to us from Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. You shall have no other gods besides me.
And from John 6, 68 to 69, Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God.
Boy, that second passage from Peter has got a lot in it, you know. First of all, a real interaction between Peter and Jesus, as if he could go somewhere else. But who would that be? That's really an honest statement he's asking himself. But then secondly, he says what it is that Jesus gives him, life. And then thirdly, how did that come to his experience? We have come to believe and to know. And then he says, firmly, you are the Holy One of God. You are the Messiah. You are the one sent to us. I mean, that, those two verses, there's so much, so much.
Simon Peter, of course, had just witnessed a miracle, the feeding of the 5,000. And that had to have been rather enlightening for him to realize that this man was talking about his feeding of himself to the people. I am the bread of life, he says after that. And that made some of his opponents so angry that he talked about being the flesh that people should eat and feed on. But somehow he now was not only the word of God, but he was this, the bread of life. How can anyone say that? You must be a very strange God. And people started to turn away from him. So Simon Peter and probably the other disciples felt very conflicted, but they kept following him. And they said, no, we're not going to follow other gods, as it says in the Old Testament text here. We're going to stay with you because we have come to believe. They were convicted. They knew that he was the Holy One of God, and that they were not going to quit following him. So, amidst all of that, we are in the same situation. The question comes to us, are we going to follow other gods? As it says in the first commandment, do not have other gods. I am the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Or are we going to follow Jesus to the end?
Yeah, Sonia, maybe you could explain a little more. It sounds like you're saying that the people who turned away from Jesus might have been turning away from him because they were keeping the first commandment. Maybe they thought Jesus was breaking the first commandment, and so follow him would be to follow other gods. These other people were upset because Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Maybe they felt that Jesus was making himself into somebody whom they couldn't follow, and they were obliged to not follow Jesus because from their point of view, he was another God.
Yeah. The other contrast I saw was that you have the words of eternal life, not the words of the flesh and the worldliness, but eternal life, which is spirit and life. And that's quite different from something that's temporary. This is eternal. My prayer today from Jesus, the conversation from him says, you, Sonia, you have followed me for many years, and I'm not going to lead you astray, but I'm going to go and prepare a place for you that is full of truth and life. I will continue to feed your soul with all goodness and well-being, because I am the God of hope in the Spirit. I am your bread of life. My words are eternal and full of answered prayers. Come and feast on my words and on me. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. There's no God like me in all the universe that would lay down their life for his beloved. I'm beyond all power and kings, Sonia. I'm beyond nature. I'm beyond all wisdom. So continue, Sonia, to follow. I am your God, and you are my people.
Here's the prayer from the daily text for today. Why, O Lord, do I listen to the siren sounds of scarcity, to the chimera of conspiracies? I bend to these notions and commotions, but I find no peace. Retrace the steps of my thoughts and my feelings. I so easily falter, and I fall into the allure of fear. Help me, Lord, to worship at the altar of faith. Amen.
We'll sing the last verse of Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let that grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.